Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host this morning, Logan Landers. And today, we're talking about the top five NCAA quarterbacks of all time. But it's not my list. It's not the fans' list. I'm bringing on a guest we've had on in recent weeks who's been lighting up the country with his takes, with his opinions. And, of course, we like to call this segment Madman Mancini Mondays. Welcome on, Mark Mancini. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, this is the show that's sweeping the country, man. You and Jeremiah, man.
Oh,
ATL, Dixie. Man, Gone with the Wind. Move that by the side, man. We are tearing it up, man. Don't talk about the Braves. Don't talk about the Falcons, the Hawks. Talk about this show.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. Of course, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. You can check out clips for our show on Instagram at 100 Football. And, of course, our top-tier podcast available every single day. Over 1,000 episodes now, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can download us each and every single day with some amazing football knowledge from myself, from Mark, our other amazing producer, Jeremiah Long, and, of course, the guy who started this show over 10 years ago on AM radio, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Amazing history specials, lists like we're doing today, draft prospects already getting geared up for 2023, and so much more amazing football content. Go over there and check us out, and be sure to leave us a review. Well, Mr. Mancini, let's get into your list. This is your personal list for your top five college quarterbacks of all time. Please, sir, tell the fans at home who is number five on your list.
I like Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson kid, the guy that has that swag, the guy that has the long hair. Looks like Kevin Sorbo. Man, oh, man, did he light it up at Clemson, you know, and then he gets the number one pick, goes to Jacksonville. I don't know what happened over there. Maybe they were trying to figure everything out, but, boy, this kid is going to be a decade quarterback in the NFL. Learned a lot at with Dabo Swinney and the stuff. Man, oh, man, he is mentally prepared to play in the NFL for a very long time.
Yeah, his college stats were super impressive. Almost 9 yards per attempt. He had 90 touchdowns in 3 seasons, only 17 interceptions. That is phenomenal. We all know what he did at Clemson, all the awards, the national championships you mentioned, and then, of course, being the number one pick by the Jaguars a few seasons ago. Still trying to get it figured out there. There's a lot going on with that team, a lot of turmoil, we know, that happened last year. A lot of new players, new faces coming in this upcoming 2022 season. So we'll see how Trevor can improve. But I think that his future is still bright and sunshine, as people call him. He's looking good. I think that he'll get it all figured out. Just give him a little bit of time, and he'll look good for Jacksonville for many years to come. So, Mark, who is number four on your list,
sir? I love the kid that came out of Washington State, you know. I know he lost his job to, Tom Brady when he got injured. Drew Bledsoe is my number four, man. I love Bledsoe. He's got a wine – I think he runs a wine factory up in Northern California or probably the Pacific Northwest somewhere. But, boy almighty, I really enjoy Drew Bledsoe. You know, a lot of people thought he was kind of like a journeyman type of a quarterback, the injuries and everything. But, man, oh, man, you know, in college I loved him. I still loved him in the NFL, and if it wasn't for that injury, who knows? He probably could have been, you know, the starter there, but Brady came in there and replaced him, it was the beginning of the end for him in New England.
Unfortunately, right, and I mean, we all know how Tom Brady's done pretty well for himself, I would say, over the past few years. But, Drew Bledsoe, like you said, a great quarterback for him, number one overall pick, like you mentioned, by the Patriots back in the 90s. In his time at Washington State, he was very effective, right? 7.5 yards per attempt, close to 8,000 yards, give or take, 46 touchdowns as well. Very solid career, like I said, good enough for that number one overall slot. Had a very good career in the NFL. Like I said, I know you said he lost his starting job, but he still played for a handful of seasons afterwards. Very versatile, and I feel like a guy who doesn't get talked about enough when it comes to how good he was, especially at Washington State, let alone the NFL.
Oh, definitely, man. You're right. You know, when you look at what he did and just a mainstay across the league, and to stay in the NFL as long as he did for that many years is going to be something, man, more than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you're right about that, Mark. Well, who is number three on your personal list for
Tom
the
Brady.
Top three?
Tom, out of Michigan, man. He's the guy, man. I'll tell you, he's the bar in the NFL. Look what he's done. Six Super Bowls, pretty much. You know, he's won. He could have had two more if the Giants weren't in his way. Mm-hmm. This guy is the perfectionist. This guy is the guy that sets it for everybody else. And who knows, he might bring another one to Tampa this year.
He very well could. And I think that people forget about Brady's time at Michigan, because it wasn't like he was the superstar who came in. He had to work, right? The first two seasons in 96, 97, barely saw the field hardly at all. And then that 98 and 99 season, that's when you saw he worked his way up his depth chart. He grinded. I believe there were six or seven quarterbacks on the roster when he got there. And he was dead last. He was at the bottom of the barrel. But hey, we all know what he did. He climbed his way up, had a very respectable career, 4,773 yards, 30 touchdowns to boot. And we all know the story, right? Sixth-round selection, pick 199. Who would have ever thought that he would become one of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL of all time, setting hundreds of records and still playing today after being drafted all the way back in 2000. He is still going strong and looking better than ever. Could have won MVP last year, for God's sake. And is very well a favorite, probably to do so again this upcoming 2022 season. Well, speaking of twos here, Mark, who do you got for number two on your list, sir?
Well, I got to see this guy up close, you know, going to high school out here in Los Angeles. And John Elway was coming out of Granada Hills. I was over at El Camino Real. And, man, the Friday nights with him lighting up the arm, he was something at Granada. He went on to Stanford, and you saw he put Stanford on the map. He had some good receiver there. I believe it was Ken Marjoram. Boy, I'll tell you, his dad taught him well, Jack Elway. And, man, oh, man, when you think of Stanford football, you think of Harbaugh there coaching and everything. Right. But, man, the guy that put them completely on the pedestal there, jumping John Elway, man. And you saw what he did in the NFL. After he backed up Steve DeBerg, he didn't want to go to Indianapolis. He went to Denver, and boy, he led it up in Denver. And unbelievable. This guy's another guy like, you know, Tom Brady, dedicated to a dream, betting on themselves.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, John Elway is, of course, a Broncos legend. We all know what he's done there and how he's still helping out as the president of football operations. Many years after he's retired, all the rings he won, right, the amazing positions, the records, the touchdowns. And at college at Stanford, like you mentioned, he put them on the map. 9,349 total yards, 77 touchdowns, and a solid 62% completion percentage through his tenure for the Stanford Cardinal. I mean, hey, they were a good program, and he really elevated them. He upped their game. And now, I mean, we talk about Stanford each and every year now as a good threat to win a bunch of games and potentially, you know, vie for some Pac-12 titles. And Elway was really one of the first few people, Pac-10, to put them on the map and get that program going. So absolute college football legend. Well, we've made it all the way down to your list, Mark. Who do you have? Who is your number one selection for your top quarterback in college of all time? Who do you got?
Well, I'm going to be a little biased, man. I'm going with my Pitt Panther there, Dan Marino. Hand that ball off. He had, you know, Tony Dorsett there. Man, oh, man, national champs that one year. Unbelievable college career at Pitt. And then he goes to Miami. And we haven't seen the Miami Dolphins even duplicate a quarterback in the status, a stature of Dan Marino down there. It's been a lot of years. And, boy, when he went into Miami, You know, you had to look at, you know, replacing a legend in Bob Greasy. You had David Woodley there and everything. But, man, oh, man, the only sad thing is he didn't win a Super Bowl. And, boy, I'll tell you, but, boy, he can throw. And the yards and the Dupers and the Claytons and guys like that, man, were just something. I love Dan Marino at number one.
Hey, it's your guy, like you said. You know what he's been up to. We all know the greatness of Marino with the Dolphins and one of the best players to unfortunately never get that ring, man. But it's all right, though. He still is a Miami Dolphins legend. And same for Pitt, right? Same with the Panthers. Yeah. Had a very good career there. 79 touchdowns in his career, over 8,000 yards thrown for, 57, almost 58% completion. He was an absolute star. You could see it in college. It very much so translated into the NFL. And, I mean, they're still you've got to think about putting Dan Marino on every top quarterback list, whether it's college, whether it's NFL, just because of he was able to produce for a multitude of years. And he was always at the top of his game each and every given Saturday or Sunday. Well, Mark, who just missed the cut? What are some guys on your list that were just outside of your top five that just couldn't make the cut?
Deshaun Watson, Carson Palmer. You know, that would be. I kind of liked when you looked at Justin Fields. You know, some of these guys kind of, you know. Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
That would have been another one. And the boys out of, the Manning boys coming out. Yeah. You know, those guys were something. So those are the guys that kind of missed, you know, the cut for me. And, you know, Dan Marino, I mean, when you get back to him real fast, I mean, the guy that broke some of his records, Kenny Pickett coming in the NFL this year. If the Steelers had to do it all over again, they didn't want to do another Dan Marino. That's why they made sure they drafted Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I was about to say, they got the hometown boy. We'll see how he can do this upcoming year. There's big expectations for him in Pittsburgh. There's a lot going on there. They're expected to really get things going. And like I said, best of luck to Kenny Pickett. I know he's been watching those Dan Marino tapes over the years, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Well, Mark, do you have any final thoughts before we head out today, before we wrap up our show?
No, I'm going to stick with those five. I'm just so blessed to be a part of this every Monday with you guys. And, you know, I can't wait to keep propping Atlanta and the opportunity given. And, man, when people believe in you, you never want to disappoint them. So I appreciate everything you guys do for me.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Yes, sir, we appreciate you coming on the show each and every single Monday, giving your expertise, talking about some top players of all time, top quarterbacks today. We got another top five list coming to you next week. We're not going to tell you what it is. You got to check it out next Monday, and you'll see what our list is with myself and Mark Mancini. So if you enjoy the episode, if you enjoy the video here today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our shows on Instagram. Also, check out our LinkedIn page, which just gives you another route, another option to check out our top-tier podcasts. We have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc. And you can download it each and every single day, multiple episodes per day, perhaps. And, guys, we have over 1,000 episodes. We just hit that just a few days ago. And we thank you for all the downloads over there. Thanks to the Belief Podcast Network for giving us a platform to put our show on. Couldn't do this without them. And, hey, for my guy, Mark Madman Mancini, thank you so much, man, for coming on once again this Monday and breaking down your top five NCAA quarterbacks list of all time. I've been your host today, Logan Landis. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.